In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To keep God's name holy, do not misuse the name of the Lord your God. For if you've never noticed, the first petition and the second commandment go hand in hand. To keep God's name holy is to live according to his word. It's to live according to his commandments. The outward works of the law count for nothing. Doesn't matter what you do or the intention of your heart. Doesn't matter how good you try. Doesn't matter what men think of you. What matters is how you stand before God under the auspices of his law. Have you kept it perfectly at all times without spot or blemish? Or have you transgressed it, even in the slightest, smallest way? If you have, you are a sinner. You are to be cast out and condemned to hell. But if you stand holy according to his law, then you are his, and his kingdom belongs to you. But this is the mystery of grace. You are righteous under the law, and not by anything that you have done. You stand righteous under the law for the sake of Jesus Christ. You have been circumcised not with a circumcision of the flesh, but with the circumcision of the heart, as sin, as unbelief, as hardness of heart has been cut off of you and cast away from you. And you are joined to Christ Jesus, joined to him in holy baptism, joined to him in his holy wounds, in his hands, feet, and side, washed clean in his precious blood. For no one can keep the law of God perfectly in every way, in its strictest purity at all times. No one ever has, no one ever will, with the exception of our Lord Jesus Christ. God himself come in our flesh. And this is why he himself is circumcised. This is why he himself is baptized. He has no need to keep covenant with the God of Abraham. He himself is the God of Abraham. He doesn't need to have sins washed away from him and receive the Holy Spirit. For he is the place. It is his bosom from which the Spirit proceeds. It is his bosom where the Spirit resides. His baptism is a baptism unto death, as we heard this past Sunday. But he is righteous. He is obedient in our place and in our stead. Where every time we have transgressed the law, whether we thought it was a minor issue or not, whoever came up with the idea of a little white lie was fooling himself, was lying to himself, because there is no such thing in the sight of God. There is only sin, which damns and separates. So it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how minor you think it is. But that sin which cuts you off and casts you out from the people of God, Jesus has borne in his own body, that he may be cut off and cast out for you and in your place, and joined to him in death, burial, and in resurrection. Spirit has cut that sin off from you. You are circumcised not in the flesh and not by hands. You are circumcised in the heart by the Spirit. You are joined to Jesus, planted safe and secure into his wounds, your flesh welded to his. Nothing will separate you from God in Christ. No man can pull you away. Satan can't lure you away. You belong to Christ. And your sins which separate you, which damn you, which cut you off, are forgiven. The works of the law are fulfilled in the flesh of Jesus Christ and by the shedding of His blood. And so when we pray, help us to do this, namely, help us to lead a holy life according to Your word, as it is taught in its truth and purity. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. The answer to that prayer is, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The answer to that prayer is, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The answer to that prayer is, come, take and eat, take and drink. And so also, the answer to the other prayer, protect us from this. Protect us from living contrary to His word. Protect us from profaning His name. The protection is the same. The protection is baptism, absolution, and the Holy Supper. They are the gifts of God given to us that we may live in this life, that we may endure the struggles and temptations and trials and tribulations of this life, that we may lead holy lives according to His word. That same word by which He declares us reconciled to His Father in heaven for the sake of His precious blood. That same word by which He declares us to be His beloved children and heirs according to His grace. Not because we have earned it, not because we have deserved it, but because He loves us. Not because of works of the law. If we want to speak of works of the law, I suppose, the only way we can do it is we must speak about the perfect obedience of Jesus Christ in our stead. Anything else would leave us on false, shaky, insecure ground. Anything else but the concrete surety of the perfect obedience and righteousness of Jesus Christ would leave us on sinking sand and leave us drowning, leave us struggling and dying. And God does not do that. The works of the law have been kept in our place and in our stead for us, that we may not be afraid, that we may not be worried. Have I done enough? Is it enough? How do I know? When do I know? What's the bare minimum? What's the limit? What's the list? Don't worry about any of those things, because you have been set free by the death of Jesus Christ, who has been obedient in your place. You are set free by Jesus Christ, who has kept all things, who has fulfilled the law in your stead. And you are now a new creation in Him, who is no longer terrified of the law, but who rejoices and who exults in the law. The new man in you by baptism in Christ is like Adam before the fall. God says you may eat of any tree in the garden but this one. And we hear that after the fall as a statement of the law. Do not eat. But Adam before the fall would simply have heard it as a good and gracious word from his Creator to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is who we are made to be now in baptism. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the law which He gives us, by which He puts our feet into the way of peace and into the way of life, not as something that we must earn or deserve or merit, but as the way of perfect freedom, in the way of perfect peace, following where our Savior himself has gone before us. For he is the head, and we are the body. And the body has no choice but to go where the head leads, even through death, but into life everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen.